Hello, this is Father Michael Eads from the Toronto Oratory, and you're listening to Lectio et Oratio, a short spiritual reading podcast followed by a reflection. Chapter 18 of The Spiritual Combat, How to Curb the Sudden Impulses of Your Passions. If you are not able as yet to bear patiently the injuries, insults, and other disturbances of this life, you must harden yourself for this task by foresight and by preparing for their reception. Having discovered the nature of the passion from which you suffer the most, you must consider what kind of persons you have to deal with, what places you are wont to visit. From this data, you can discover just what disturbances are likely to occur. However, if any unforeseen accident should happen, although it is a tremendous advantage never to be unprepared for any mortification or trouble, we shall point out a way of greatly relieving it. The moment you find that you are affected by some unforeseen, injurious circumstance, be on your guard. Do not lose your self-control. Raise your mind to God and regard the occurrence as a trial from heaven. Reflect that God Himself, gentle Father that He is, permits this only that you may be able to purify yourself still more and unite yourself more closely to Him. He is infinitely pleased when He sees you cheerfully undergo the greatest trials for His sake. Then turn your thoughts to yourself. Reprimand your lack of courage in this way. Coward, why do you turn from a cross placed upon you, not by an ordinary person, but by your Father who is in heaven? Then turning to this cross, accept it not only with submission, but with joy, saying, O cross, made for me from the beginning by divine providence. Cross that the love of my crucified Jesus makes sweeter to me than the greatest of sensual pleasures. Place me upon thee, that I may be united to him who became my Redeemer when he died in your arms. But if you find that you have been influenced so greatly that you are incapable of elevating your mind to God, and that even your will is affected, stop the evil there. It does not matter what agitation may have been stirred up in your heart. Spare nothing to conquer it. Beg heaven for assistance with great favor. Of course, the surest way of checking these impulses of improper desires is to endeavor to eliminate the cause beforehand. For example, if you see that because of an excessive attachment to anything, you are angered whenever your inclinations are denied, break off that attachment, and you will enjoy perfect peace. If the uneasiness you feel does not come from a liking for some pleasure, but from a dislike of some person who seems disagreeable to you in every act he performs, the best cure for this disease is to endeavor to love this person. Despite the antipathy you may feel, do this, not only because he was created to the same image of God and redeemed by the same precious blood of Christ as yourself, but also because by bearing patiently with certain defects, you imitate your Heavenly Father, whose love and goodness extends to all people without exception. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Angels of God, our guardians dear, to whom God's love commits us here, ever this day be at our side to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, have mercy on us. Saint Philip, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. At the end of this chapter, Father Scupoli treats of how we can overcome these sudden impulses of the passions remotely. What can we do to avoid their even arising? And he says, well, first you have to try to cut out the thing you're attached to. And how do I know I'm too attached to something? Well, when it's taken away from me, when my inclination is denied, do I get angry? Am I able to peacefully accept God's will? Because if I'm too attached to something and I don't get it, I have a kind of hissy fit, or I get kind of upset or whatever. And that excessive frustration is a sign that there is an disordered attachment desire for this thing. And so the thing to do is to ask the Lord to take away that attachment. But there's a second problem. Maybe, not that we're too attached to something, it may just be that everything this other person does bothers us. The way he combs his hair, the way he speaks, the way he walks, the way she eats, whatever it is, when we're in this situation and every human being goes through this, it's called an antipathy. A feeling against someone. It's a kind of dislike. It's somewhat irrational, and there's not much we can do about it, except what he says is love the person. So if there's someone who bothers us just by their presence around us, love them, do good to them. That's the cure for this disease. And why should I love this person? First of all, because he's made, or she's made in the image of God. Made by God. Secondly, they've been redeemed by Christ. Thirdly, because we want to imitate our Father in heaven. So we have to love these people. They're made in the image of God. They've been redeemed by Christ. And because we want to imitate our Father in heaven. We want to imitate our Father in heaven. These are the three reasons to dealing with an antipathy, to how to love someone. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.